Well, the Sisters community tonight gets to hear the latest report from fire bosses fighting the nearby Shadow Lake fire. It's now grown to about 3,300 acres, and a big storm system later this week could pose more challenges. Fire Information Officer Katie Lightall says the Shadow Lake fire is burning in a wilderness area. She says they haven't been able to aggressively attack the fire because of the dangerous, rugged terrain.
The decision that they made as a group to fight it with indirect suppression techniques is based on firefighter safety and just the fact that the area up there is so rugged and so full of dead and down trees and snags that it just was not a safe place to put firefighters. There were no safety zones.
The community meeting is set for 7 o'clock at Sisters Elementary. On Saturday, by the way, they had to evacuate a campground of about 500 people. Visitors and especially hunters are asked to check with Shadow Lake Fire Information frequently for dangerous changes and closures related to the fire. And in the High Cascades Complex, new containment date set for that one. Fire bosses now predict full containment for tomorrow, that after missing yesterday's Labor Day goal. That complex is now made up of 7 fires and is burning on about 106,000 total acres. Crews are making progress on another lightning-sparked fire in Oregon. The Dollar Lake fire, burning near Mount Hood, is about 4,200 acres in size, and as of yesterday, it was 10% contained. If you plan a trip in that area, fire officials warn that smoke can be especially thick in the early morning and evening hours. You're asked to use your headlights, drive slower, and watch for fire traffic. St. Charles in Bend opens its family care clinic tomorrow. The 1110 KBND Kelly Blyer reports the center will institute a different approach.
The clinic located on Connors Avenue near the hospital will employ 6 family practice physicians along with a psychologist. Jim Deagle, the CEO of St. Charles Healthcare System, says it's a different approach to primary care.
We're actually embedding psychologists into the primary care clinics. And one of our physicians recently told us about 40% of his patient population has some form of mental health or behavioral health need.
St. Charles has family care clinics in Prineville, Sisters, Redmond, and Bend. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
The 10th anniversary of 9/11 is this Sunday. The Bend Heroes Foundation is organizing a special remembrance at the Heroes Memorial. That starts at 7 o'clock Sunday morning. It includes a proclamation by the Bend City Council. Heroes President Dick Tobiasen says they'll place flags at the memorial, adjust the flag on the pole to half staff, and then play Amazing Grace on the bagpipes. He says they're asking all citizens to do just one thing.
A moment of silence. In the past, we've done a moment of silence based on the time the first airplane hit the World Trade Center. This year it's going to be different. In our case, on the West Coast, it'll be Pacific time, daylight time, 10 o'clock, of a moment of silence. So I think that's the word you get out to the public is no matter where you are, 10 o'clock Sunday morning, just think of the nearly 3,000 people we lost through terrorism in the United States.
Tobiasen says that moment of silence is something each citizen can do on his or her own. He hopes everyone will take some time during the day to reflect on the meaning of Patriots Day. Well, teams are already forming up for spring softball. Jeremy Puckett with the High Desert Yellow Jackets says they're holding tryouts for next season's traveling team. He says their league, American Softball Association, is a very intense league.
The traveling team it's very competitive, and it's for the girls that really love softball. Last year, out of the 7 tournaments that we played in, we played a total of 31 games. So it's a lot of softball, but it's something above and beyond what they can currently play at other levels.
Puckett says they're looking to field 2 girls' travel teams, one 10 and under, one 12 and under. Tryouts begin September 20th. Those will be held at Bowlby Fields in Redmond. You can get contact information with this story at KBND.com. That's a look at the news this half hour.